in a place called Stockton, California, working on a project here. Still here. Don't know when I'll be back in Jersey, but I'll keep you guys posted as usual. Today, I am on part 15 of smart wholesaling versus old school wholesaling. And today it's an in fact special one. But before I get into that, I want to make sure that you know that they build on top of each other. So you want to make sure you go watch all the videos, part 1 through 14. Okay, it's a 17-part series. You need to watch all of this. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is swimming against the trend is going to hurt your business. It's going to hurt you if you're not feeling it yet. If you haven't closed any deal in the past 30 days and you've closed a deal before, chances are it's already hurting you. If you haven't closed a deal in the past 30 days, maybe you're a newbie, then it's the right time to understand this and build your business on the right foundation. Real estate wholesaling, the way you knew it, is dead, especially because of the strategies that has been taught by the old school gurus. Some of these old school gurus are still gurus that are doing business today, but chances are you don't have the kind of marketing budget that they have, both mentally, but also financially, and also in terms of time. The only thing you can probably have as an edge over them is time. And back in the days, time wasn't good enough, okay? But today, time is just as good as money. It's just a matter of understanding it as a resource and knowing how to channel it properly. So it's very, very important for you to know where you fall in any of this. The sweet spot is always somewhere in between. It's not about having all the money or having all the time. The sweet spot is always somewhere in between. You know why? Because back in the days, for a long time, the same strategies, methods, technologies will work for a long time. But things are evolving so fast, and that's why everything, the sweet spot is always in between. So let me give you an example. For example, you could have all the money in the world and you could say, hey, I could do all the marketing I want. I could say I send all the direct mail I want until I close the deal. But the problem with that is because there are new people coming on the scene every day. The brand new people that are coming into the real estate wholesaling every day. And it's so easy for them to send that first letter. And every time a bunch of people are sending the first letter, you end up with 25 letters in the hands of your prospect, therefore confusing them, therefore saying there's something shady going on. Why is all of them offering to help me? They know they're in pre-foreclosure. They know that their name end up on the list. They know they have a vacant property somewhere. So how do you stand out? And that's the difference between the old school wholesaler and the smart wholesaler. How do you stand out, and how do we make sure you keep standing out? Not just a quick short-term solution, but also how do you keep standing out long-term? Okay, so that's why I'm sharing this part, this series with you. I wanted to review that really quickly before I dive into the last three parts of this series. We have 15, 16, 17 more to go. Okay, sorry, 15, 16, 17, and 17 to go. There's only three more of this series before we move on to other things. But again, these are videos that you want to make sure you're watching. You're watching every single one of them. Go watch part 1 through 17. How do you find them? Subscribe on this channel. You will see them. They're right there on the first page channel of the from part 1 all the way. And to be frank with you, YouTube will probably show you more of it as you continue to watch them. Okay. So if I say anything in this video, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. So let's go into today's tip. Okay. Or let's go into today's quote. So the old school wholesalers think money. Okay. They think money comes from motivated seller. Okay. While the smart wholesaler is fully aware that money comes from one place, from people, specifically buyers. Okay. So let's talk before. So that's the quote of the day. Okay. Now, how to perform a real estate wholesaler. Let me do a quick review of that just in case you're brand new here or maybe you still need to hear that over and over again. I find that some people need to hear it over and over again before it makes sense. Real estate wholesaling is a very, very simple model, and it's different from a realtor's business. It seems similar, when you look at it from a workflow standpoint, but it's a different ball game entirely, okay? It's simply you getting out into the marketplace, finding and identifying motivated sellers, okay? Not distressed properties, okay? This is the problem with driving for dollars. Driving for dollars only helps you identify distressed properties, but distressed properties by itself does not turn to a deal. Makes sense, right? You need someone to sell you the property. You need people, right? So motivated sellers is basically what you're looking for, not distressed property. So the idea of finding and identifying motivated sellers, whatever it takes for you to do that, not just do one at a time, but have a pipeline, because real estate wholesaling is a business. And when you are dependent on one particular person or deal, you will fall short. You will set yourself up for failure. You're putting that deal on a pedestal, and the result of that is typically failure and disappointment, and that disappointment will spiral out and flow out into the rest of your business. That's why you need a pipeline. A pipeline will keep you motivated. You understand that it's a game, it's a business, and sometimes some things will fall through. And when they fall through, it doesn't matter because you have choices, you have options. That's why you must learn that this is a numbers game. For every individual you encounter, your prospect, of course, you treat them special. You treat everyone equal, special with respect, and you try to help them solve whatever the problem is. Foreclosure, vacant properties, unhappy landlord, inherited, unwanted inheritance from a father, mother, or somebody, right? Here, right? So all of that, those are problems you can solve. But the bottom line is you need to have a pipeline, and you need to have a pipeline of people with similar problems you can solve coming through, okay? So you can have options and choices. But anyway, the idea is to identify motivated sellers, find and identify motivated sellers, and then offer them 65% of the after repair value of the subject's property, and minus the cost of repair, right? So if that property was worth $100,000 on a good day in the market after repair, when it's in a good condition, right? With respect to the neighborhood, of course, right? You don't want to pay more than $65,000 for the house. If you find out in your quick research and going through the house that the house needs about $10,000 of work, now your offer is going to be less that $10,000. So now it's 65 minus 10, and you have $55,000. Okay. And basically, you want to turn around and offer that particular contract. You put the house under contract for $55,000, so you gotta get them to agree to $55,000. You gotta be okay with negotiations. Now, negotiations is actually a lot more easier, and it can come all the way down to zero is as far as a need for negotiation, depending on who you're targeting, depending on how much choices you have, depending on how much you have in your pipeline. But the bottom line is to get somebody to agree to sell you their house for $55,000. You put that under contract, and you basically take that contract and you assign it to an end buyer for a fee. It's called assignment fee. And there are multiple different technical ways to do that. That's not really your responsibility. That's the responsibility of a lawyer. Your responsibility in this game is finding and identifying, okay? Sorry for the noise. Finding and identifying those motivated sellers that are willing to sell a property at 65 cents on a dollar or less, okay? Excuse me, let me close that door. All right, just to make sure that we can hear each other here. All right, so that's really your so you find buyers. Now you need to find buyers. That's another set of people you need to find, because without buyers, no one is going to, as a wholesaler, you're not trying to buy the property. You're just trying to secure a deal for the buyers of the property. So some people say, but are you not telling them the truth? No, you're telling them the truth. You're getting an agreement agreed upon first before you assign it to a real buyer. Your intentions is to still get the deal closed, and that makes it ethical, okay? It's to still serve the need of the motivated seller, because all they want is they need to get rid of the property, and that makes that ethical. So that's how wholesaling works. So there are two types of people in that equation that you need to find. Motivated sellers, you need to find buyers. Now, some gurus are selling cash buyers. Some gurus will tell you they have all the cash buyers on their list, but I'm going to tell you right now, the worst thing you can do, again, is depending on one list, okay, or any particular set of individual. You need an ever-growing list of buyers so you can have options, so you don't set yourself up for failure, so you don't set yourself up for disappointment, so you can have options, okay? The bigger, the better, okay? And these days in time and age right now is the easiest thing to attract these two types of people and then build this business. Okay, attract them into a list of subscribers and then build that business. Because again, you need to build a list. You need to build a media business, not a real estate business. Real estate just so happens to be the product. You need to build a real estate business. So with that being said, the quote of the day basically is something that I need you to understand. The old school wholesalers think money comes from motivated sellers. Money doesn't come from motivated sellers, obviously, okay? The property, the product comes from motivated sellers. Motivated sellers are people. So that stands as people, right? So there are three P's in any given business. There's people, sorry, there's product, there's process, and there's people, right? So there's product and there's process and there's people. There's product and there's a process to get the product to the people. The three P's, right? And basically, the product for us in real estate wholesaling, the product comes from people as well, motivated sellers. So you can replace that product with people, okay? So you have people, process, and people, okay? And bottom line is here as well too, that if you really understand leverage, you understand the building of team building. Because if you try to do all of this by yourself, right, your growth and your income will get stunted, okay? To stop, it will halt, it will hit a ceiling, right? And the idea here is to build an unlimited income potential. That's basically what you want to build. You want to build a system, all right? So the process in the middle, it still needs to be replaced with people, because then you're building a team. Yes, some of that part of that in leverage is machines, automation. Okay, we're going to talk all about that in the three pillars series. Okay, but basically you have system, but in order to apply leverage, you need people. You need other people so that when you're sleeping, you can basically have people working for you. Okay, I'm going to give you an example right now. For those of you that watch this video, as you're watching this video, you're basically telling by the watch time, yes, I'm giving you value and you're learning from this, but by the watch time as you're watching this video, you're telling YouTube that this guy is saying something I need to hear. And you're telling YouTube that it's very likely that other people will want to hear this. And they will look at your profile basically, and they will find other users of YouTube with similar profile, and they will show this video to them, and therefore the views on this video increase. So in other words, I still have a team, either you know it or not, that's helping me to spread the word. And this world is set up that way. You already have that on your 9-to-5 job. Your 9-to-5 job, that's the owner of the company at the top somewhere, for most of you that have a that work for a private company. But they have this human man labor, manual, not I saying labor, right? You have people, right, that are working for you. You have a team, because it's called leverage. Because by the time you have 10 people on your team, you now have 10 multiplied by 24 hours per day that's putting money in your pocket. So at the end of the day, everyone is translating, transferring money, transferring time into money. They're transferring time into equity. Okay, it's becoming money in their pocket. So being understanding that you have to build a team at some point and have a team is also part of that. So we're gonna replace the process in the middle. Let's replace that with people. So we have people. Bottom line is that you need people to run this business, okay? Not necessarily real estate, okay? Not necessarily real estate is just a product, okay? It's a product, but the product comes from somewhere, it comes from people, okay? Leverage, a leveraged process in the middle that comes from people. You need people on your team. You need machines as well too, especially as we're going, you need automation, okay? But even automation, you're not going to operate every computer, right? Like I have everyone in YouTube working for me right now, right? Literally for free, because the world is really, really changing as you see. Okay. And of course, not exactly free. People pay for advertising on YouTube, and that's how they get their money. Because as I'm creating this content, we're bringing attention to this spot, and people get paid. And YouTube allow us to use it for free. It all makes sense. It's economics. Okay. And then you have people, buyers, the money, the real money, the most instant money you can find in this business, okay? From a traditional standpoint, because I'm going to teach you something else when you download my book, okay? From a traditional standpoint, the most instant money you're going to find in this business come from buyer. Without buyers, your motivated seller, your distressed property is of no use. You probably know that already, okay? You probably, if you are one of the few, you've already put a house under contract and then you find that you're still stuck because you need a buyer. And a lot of the buyers are telling you that they're giving you like 1,000 different reasons why your deal is not a deal. It's not your fault. It's just that most buyers on the buyers list are going to be full of it. And that's why you need to keep growing it so you don't put yourself in a position where you're dependent on one person. Okay, does that make sense? So most old school wholesalers think money comes from motivated sellers, while the smart wholesaler is fully aware that money comes from one place, from people, specifically buyers. Okay, that's very, very important for you to understand. So if you're going to build your business, if you have the choice of going after building a list or going after attracting motivated sellers, or you have the choice of going after building a buyers list, right? If everything else were being equal, right? Which one, if you want to make money fast, which one would you rather go after? Buyers. You need to focus on the buyers, okay? Because there are deals in the game already. There's a lot of people with deals that just can't close because everyone is dependent on the buyers that are not willing to buy what's available, okay? So if you can learn a simple skill set to build a buyers list, but even use the same skill set to attract motivated sellers if that's what you choose to do, if that's really how you understand the game, but the same skill, if you acquire a simple skill to do that over and over again without burning all your money on direct mailing, without burning your time on driving for dollars, which doesn't create motivated sellers, it only creates distressed properties which you can download from the internet, okay? It's a waste of time, basically. Without knocking on doors, because it's 2000 and freaking 18 and beyond, nobody likes their door being knocked on by people that haven't called first, even if you're family, right? Much less, think about much less being a stranger and you're there to take advantage of them. It's not a good look, okay? It puts you in a position where you're desperate and it makes the business not fun for you eventually because you're going to burn yourself up, okay? Bandit signs. Most cities frown at that. They don't like that on their poles in the street. It's dirty, okay? It's dirty. They allow it for the politicians because the politicians don't put it on the pole. They put it in on a hanger on the floor, and pretty much the people that are cleaning the city can easily pick that up and throw it in the garbage. So in other words, not if you want to do it like the politicians, you can do that, but you have to replace that every time, and that costs money. It costs time where you can sit buy a computer and learn a few skill sets and do the same thing in a way that you don't piss off the government and you don't have people chasing after you with the $1,500 tickets. How do I know? Because it happened to me before. Okay. So when I'm telling you something, it's because I've experienced it before, and it's not my idea of freedom to have people looking over my shoulder and telling me that I'm doing something wrong. I like freedom and I like to do things ethically, not just from my own standpoint. If the government say they don't like that hanging on their pole, I don't want to have to deal with that. Okay. And then the other one. So I said, direct mailing, knocking on doors, bandit signs, cold calling, right? Cold calling. I have some videos on this channel where I was cold calling. And basically, you could go watch those videos and see the result. It's a very excruciating process that some people say, oh, yeah, at some point, if you just keep going, you'll get some deal. I'm just saying, what if you do things in a little bit more efficient way? All of the strategies I shared with you can work at some point. Okay, maybe they'll work 15 days time, maybe 15 years time, maybe in 15 decades. I don't know, but they can work because they worked in the past. Okay, however, that's not the question. Is that the most efficient use of your time? Is really what you want to be concerned about. Okay, is that the most efficient use of your time? Is the real question. Could you do things a little bit faster, a lot more effectively, right? Could you use that time you're spending driving for dollars to create a lot more exposures on the internet in the long run and even in the short term, in the long term and the short term? All right. So this skills that I'm talking about is very, very simple. It's modern age marketing, and basically it follows the attention of the people. Clearly, the attention of the people is not at their doors. They're not interested in you knocking on their doors. Clearly, when you're driving for dollars, you're not really talking to people. You're just writing down addresses that you can find on the internet. It's a waste of time. Direct mailing is expensive because it's an old school dinosaur way of marketing, and it's not designed for people in the digital age. It's just not, okay? There are better ways to not only get the attention you need for your offers, but also do it in a more cost-effective way. And bandit signs, you already know why. why would you want the government looking to, why would you want someone like chasing after you with a ticket? That makes no sense, you know. And then you're sitting around on the streets, and then, you know, you're trying to see if there's a police coming. It's just not a fun thing to do. And the rest of it, okay. Bottom line is that, you know that the old school strategies are pretty much dead, because not only does it consume too much of you, they're not working as they used to work because everyone else is doing them, okay. And if there's oversupply of the same strategies, guess what happens to that? That's a law of economics. It diminishes. The value diminishes, okay? So basically, that's what I wanted to share with you today. If you want to learn that skill, we want to get a little farther into this, what I'll suggest you do is go download my book. It's absolutely for free. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. Go download it right now at myempirepro.com. That's where you want to go. If I said anything that made any sense to you during this video, click on the thumbs up. I would really appreciate that. It's to let YouTube know that you love it and share with other people. I would really appreciate that. Also, if you have any comments, contributions, questions, please share that in the comment box below. I would love to engage you. If you know anybody that would love this video, click share and share to your social media wall. You can share by email directly to anyone. And thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.